I don't know how we're going to do this.
Binge Club with Angela and Tanita. In Binge Club, we cover three shows, and we're going to somehow do it in 5 minutes. I know it.
I first of all want to say thank you so much to Angela for my goodbye gift. She's given me a triple pack of butter-flavored popcorn for all my late-night binging because I don't have to wake up early anymore. Thank you, babe.
Of course.
Much appreciated. You and I have been doing this since Upfront with Refila, as you mentioned, right off air. But we have been rolling in studio since before I had a show.
Yeah, at like midnight.
You were a really, really great producer to work with late at night because nobody's phoning in and you're pretty sure no one's listening and you've got that active listening face and you're like, And it's like, I just stare at you the whole time and I'm like, okay, I'm just talking to Andra. It's not hard. Now I just stare at the clock.
I'm supposed to be complimenting you. Thank you.
No, but it's a pleasure. I mean, and I was supposed to have told the listeners all about the whole production team, but now you're getting pride of place. Okay, let's get into the shows.
Yes.
I don't do fantasy anymore.
But I mean, Lord of the Rings.
Game of Thrones destroyed it. That last season, I cannot do fantasy anymore.
I will always do fantasy. Escapism is my thing. Okay, so we have to talk about the Rings of Power.
Fine, Rings of Power.
So it is basically a Lord of the Rings prequel to the whole story that happens before The Hobbit, before Frodo goes on an adventure. It is so lovely.
The Shire is already a long one.
Yeah, but there's black hobbits now. Yay!
Yay! Even though, okay, never mind. We covered that in social
media. Yeah, we did. But for any fantasy fan, for any Lord of the Rings fan, the show is absolutely incredible. Visually, the scale of it, I mean, all that Jeff Bezos money is being put to work in the show. They do. It is. The pace is slow, but it's Lord of the Rings. We accept it. We're used to that. Us. But it is absolutely... Yes. The trees are a big part of it. But no, it's an amazing addition to the fantasy film. Episode a week. Lots of streaming services are doing that. 5 episodes out and just enjoy.
Okay, so I can pace
myself on the first 5, waiting for the next to come.
Exactly.
Okay, Under the Banner of Heaven on Disney Plus. What is this all about?
This is an interesting one. It stars Andrew Garfield as a Mormon detective. Yes, Andrew Garfield.
Love him.
Exactly. So it's based on a true story. A murder happens within a Mormon church in a big, well-known family. And now this man has to investigate this crime within his church, but he's getting pressure from his church because of sort of the bad press surrounding Mormonism. And also, he's questioning his faith because he's learning things about his faith that he didn't have to question before. So it's an interesting journey, like picking apart Mormonism, going through this detective show, and also learning about how Mormonism was founded. It's like a two-story. It's so fascinating, very dark, very moody, but just Andrew Garfield at his best.
He brings up the light. Okay, fine. It's a film or a show?
It's a show.
It's a show. Okay, it's a miniseries. Sorry. Okay. And then the final one is Extraordinary. You've been talking to me about this for weeks.
It took me 3 weeks.
Extraordinary Attorney Wu on Netflix. Okay. One of your K-dramas, but not just because it's K-drama, but it's good. Okay.
It is very good. So yes, it's a K-drama. Yes, there's cheesy love. Yes. But what's interesting about this, it's about a autistic lawyer, the first autistic lawyer in Korea. So her perspective is very different. Obviously, she battles prejudice. But what's good about the show is the cases that they portray in the show is very intense. They talk about bias against North Korean defectors, consent for mentally challenged people. They get very deep in the cases, and it's fascinating.
This is kind of like, is it Good Practice?
Yes, kind of.
The doctor who's autistic, and then...
The
good doctor.
Yes.
But he doesn't get, like... she doesn't have those visions of, like... Apparently, the good doctor is so wrong. Mm. Like, you know how Shonda Rhimes gets it so right on Grey's Anatomy? Apparently, the good doctor is, like, it's not possible.
Extraordinary Shoni Wu went viral on social media.
Okay.
And whenever she has an epiphany, this, like, wind blows through her hair, and you see, like, she has an obsession with whales. So there's, like, whales flurrying in the sea. It's just, it's very cute. It has a nice balance of light and dark.
Okay.
And just seeing how law is practiced in another country, in South Korea, it's fascinating.
Also, series, how many seasons? One?
One season.
Okay, fine. Yeah. Same with Under Banner of Heaven for now. Oh, it's a miniseries, so it'll be tight. All right. Rings of Power on Prime. Binge or cringe?
It's a binge if you like fantasy.
Okay, fine. Under the Banner of Heaven on Disney Plus. Binge or cringe?
Binge, everyone. Emmy nominated. Okay. Fantastic.
I'm actually just going to do it once. How many episodes? 5.
Five, yeah.
Probably, yeah. Okay. And then Extraordinary Attorney Wu on Netflix. Binge or Cringe.
Yes, if you're very sad about Rufiwa leaving and you need some comfort, this is the show.
And get yourself some butter popcorn.
Yes. And then, okay, 3 seconds.
Yes.
I have seen you grow from John's show to overnight to being the powerhouse that you are now. I remember when Stefan and I first introduced me, he said, your superpower is that you want to be your best friend. And I'm so thankful that I got to work with you and see you grow. Ooh. And become your best friend. I'm just claiming it now.
Oh my gosh, she normally says Bruce is her best friend, so this is huge.
And I look forward to everything that you do in the future.
I love you so much, Andrea. Thank you so much. Alrighty.